Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, text number 12. Bhavita Visruta Putra, Anamamo Brahmano Gune, Eta Matra Viryana, Trilokyam Poreshati. Translation: you will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. You will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe. And the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. Purport. As explained, the Prachatas will marry the daughter of the great king, daughter of the great sage, Kandu. It is suggested the son's name will be Visruta, that he will glorify both his father and mother because of his good character. In fact, he would be greater than Lord Brahma. The great politician Chanakya said that if there is a good tree within a garden or forest, its flowers will fill the forest with their fragrance. Similarly, a good son within a family makes the whole family famous all over the world. Krishna took birth in the family of the Yadus, and consequently, the Yadu dynasty is famous all over the world. Om Jnana Kibina Andasya Jnana Jnana Karataya శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కథామయం దాతి స్వాప్రదాంతకం జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీ గౌరవ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Telugu. So, King Prachin Gari, he advised his children to rule the kingdom and to have and to marry and to have nice children in his succession. So every father wants that the children should become very qualified and they should marry and they should have similarly qualified children. That way they become famous. Pratishtha, reputation. So generally people want pratishtha and labha, puja, pratishtha, labha. Who doesn't like being worshipped, whether we are qualified or not? If someone worships us, you feel good. So, adoration, adulation. We want people to, everyone. No one likes to hear criticism. People become upset when they are being criticized. But the fact of life in this world, it's a world of duality. Not that you will be praised always. Material praise is always followed by criticism also. Because that is the way the world is made. Pairs of opposites. So you cannot say, I only want to have glorification. And I do not want to hear any accusation or criticism leveled against me. We all want to be respected and not disrespected. Similarly, we all want profit and no loss. We always want victory and no defeat. But that is possible only to God. God will always be successful. God has no difficulties. God has no misery. God is always victorious. That's a Jai Ho. Like we are Jagannath Rath Yatra. These guys, paper wala, they know or not. Jai Ho Jagannath, the headlines. That means people who say Jai Jagannath or Hare Krishna, or Jai Prabhupada. What does it mean? When they say Jai Jagannath. Whether be victory to you always. Because devotees like to see that the Lord is always triumphant, victorious. That's why we say Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jagannath. Whether we say Jai Jagannath, Jai Prabhupada or not, but God is always victorious. Devotees are always victorious. Not necessarily in a material sense. One who becomes a devotee, because real victory is overcoming the senses. Overcoming the senses and the mind. That is real victory. And anyone who is saying Jai Jagannath, and because only with the help of Jagannath, you can attain real victory. The control over the mind and the senses. So, parents want their children. First, parents want their children to get married. They want children to have good children, and that their fame is spread all over. So here King Prachanbari is no exception. But the difference is our blessings to our children are empty. Empty words. I must say, Charanjeeva Bhava, Aishman Bhava, But what potency you have to bless? Why do you think your blessings will work? If you are a devotee of God and you say something, Krishna will fulfill it. Or instead of giving empty blessings, you tell them, you initiate them into holy name. Suppose you want to see your son or daughter to not see misery in her life, not see defeat in her life, and always in happiness, then you have to approach God. So our whole human interactions without Krishna consciousness, they are simply empty words. They will not have any effect. Sometimes they are dummy bullets. Dummy bullets means they look like bullets and you can fire them also, but it will not hurt anybody. That is called dummy bullet. So similarly, dummy asuruad. If people come and seek blessings from a sadhu, people come, touch his feet, bow down to him, and they want blessings. The blessings of the sadhu come not by his patting you on your back or putting his hand over your head. The sadhu's blessings are in the form of instruction. So if any sadhu is just saying you like this, like that, don't be under the impression, oh, I got blessings. Don't think like that. That's a bona fide. People who have knowledge, they go to a sadhu and they want to hear him properly, and then they want to practice. Then you will have, certainly you will have blessings. Just like Prachina Barihi, he told his sons, you become qualified. And they went to the forest and they performed austerities underwater. And the result is that they had darshan of 800 forms of Narayan, and then Narayan gave him all the blessings. That means a saintly person will give you blessings by making you chant the names of God and he will give you blessings in the form of good instructions. He will give you the holy name. And that is real blessing. Actually, except God, no one can give any blessings. Because when our fate is not certain, our fate is, we don't know whether we are going to be miserable or unhappy. And you give blessings, what is the use? So, Prabhupada introduced Hare Krishna. If my words have to come true, only Krishna can make them come true. Right? If I want to say, I say something and it should happen, only with Krishna's blessings it will happen. Not by my just wishful desire. Krishna song. So we always say Hare Krishna. Similarly, a person is stuck by his previous karmas and no blessings will act. Your karmas are there. So by chanting Hare Krishna, by inducing others to chant Hare Krishna, undoubtedly you are giving them blessings. So chanting Hare Krishna is the highest blessing because you are putting God with him. So I have many problems and Krishna stands next to me. Like Krishna stood next to Arjuna in Mahabharata. Insurmountable things, impossible things. Arjuna on his own could not have achieved anything. But because Krishna was standing next to him and he did what is needful, so Arjuna, he could conquer his superiors in the battle, and one man could effortlessly kill so many people because Krishna is on his side. So everyone can keep Krishna on his side. It's not a restriction. Only these people can be devotees. They cannot, like sometimes people on base and caste, they claim that, you know, they are the only people who can worship in the temple, or they are the people only, they will understand the knowledge of the scriptures, like that. It is only ego, that only I am born in Brahmin family, only I can understand the scriptures. I am born in Brahmin family, so I am very superior, and everybody needs my blessings to come. I am representative of God. So you cannot claim dynastic domination. You show your dynasty, you cannot dictate to people or do any good to the people. So this King Prachin Bari, he told his children to undergo tapasya and then get married and then have very wonderful children. So that means there is nothing harm. There is nothing harm in getting married. Like last night, who did the Sunday Kirtan, you know? Last night Sunday Kirtan, you were there? Visakhapatnam Prasad. He was doing Kirtan. Was it nice? Very nice. Very intense Kirtan. So he is married. He is a married person. NLN married a Prasad. Prasad is married in NLN. 12 years. Huh? And it is more than 6 years. 10 years. You have some children?
No.
No children. Not no children, you don't want to. So you know him for a long time. Very strong devotee. So he came to my room and he is collecting, you know, the t-shirt, some bag, Jagannath bag, and Jagannath Mahaprasad, and New Year calendar, and things like that. And meanwhile, this Devananda and Sivananda, they came into my room. So I said, these kids, see, they are practicing bhakti from childhood because they are under the care of devotee parents. So devotee parents, naturally, they teach their children devotion. And I said, these are the future of the world. The children are the future of the world. Like Prabhupada created spiritual children. Prabhupada, without the support of a woman, and Prabhupada had children all over the world. And Prabhupada left because Prabhupada had spiritual children. Now Prabhupada's legacy, what Prabhupada has given, the children are taking it forward, carrying it forward. You know? Why did Prabhupada preach? The Prabhupada was very unhappy at the state of the world. He is happy by his bhakti, but seeing others unhappy, he was moved. He was restless. How can I make the unfortunate people of the world fortunate? Krishna is the husband of goddess of fortune. So if you keep Krishna, the goddess of fortune will come. Similarly, Krishna is the storehouse of all good qualities. God is the storehouse of all divine qualities. So if you keep Krishna with you, you will also have all divine qualities. And you will have wealth. Wealth and good qualities. So when you have wealth and good qualities, naturally you will do welfare activities and you will be adored because you are successfully doing so many things. People will love you, your good qualities, a sadhu will be liked by everyone. And the sadhu will not have any scarcity, although he may not have a job or anything. The sadhu will not have scarcity, he will have all good qualities. Generally, if somebody has wealth, people become envious of him. You know? Somebody is very wealthy, why not me? Why he has so much? But a sadhu, he is spending whatever is coming to him by the arrangement of God to help others, so people become happy. This man is, and he is dealing with everyone in a sweet, nice way. So people are very comfortable, and he is not hoarding the wealth, but he is spending the wealth for the welfare of the community. And whoever is spending money for the welfare of the community or for the pleasure of God, and God sees that there is no shortage. So this is the secret of successful life. You develop good qualities in you, that way you attract the attention of Krishna. Then Krishna is with you and everything will go all right. Everything will be. That's why to introduce Krishna consciousness is the only way to make unfortunate people fortunate. You should not have any doubts about that. Like we were seeing big, big wars being fought. You see rampant corruption every level. There is corruption. People are very poor, very unhealthy, ill. And these non-Krishna conscious people, they are doing everything to stop this. But they cannot solve even a bit of the problem. They cannot solve it. Because leaving Krishna, that is the beginning of your misfortune. If you ignore Krishna, you leave Krishna in your life, now you are very unfortunate. Because the good qualities will not be there, the goddess of fortune will not be there. And you struggle, you do anything you like, but situation will not change. But you bring God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, immediately. The results are immediate. Like last night, Devati was asking me, now this Radha Yatra was over, It kept us very busy, active, we could meet so many people, collect so much, and do some self-books and all that. Now, what we have to do next? That is called enthusiasm. Okay, when a devotee is relishing spiritual life, and then he says, what I have to do, what I have to do next. Generally, people break down, knock down. I worked for 2 months, now let me sleep. But if you are doing it in proper mood, devotional service, the enthusiasm is always on the increase. That is the nature of devotional service. That's a Prabhupada. Prabhupada's enthusiasm could not be matched by hundreds and hundreds of young people. Prabhupada is giving such targets and challenges and such projects. He could engage any number of people. They are wondering, wow, we could not satisfy one person, so many people working. Prabhupada was full of energy. And people used to tell Prabhupada, you are elderly person, plus 80 years old. Prabhupada said, I am not. My body may be old, because he is a self-realized man. Now, I don't accept that I am an old man. My body is old, but I am full of energy. Till my last breath, I want to work. Like a soldier on the battlefield, intense activity. So the point is, those two boys, they came to my room, Sivananda and Devanand, and just this prasad happened to sit there. And I just told, now we need many, many children. Because the Krishna conscious children are the future of the world. Generally we say, marriage is a burden, raising children is a nuisance and all that. That is in a karmic sense. But when you want to make your children Krishna conscious, it is a responsibility. You are not having children. Either the children will inherit my property. The children, I should give them a lot of wealth. And the children should bring name and fame to me. All selfish. Ordinary man. Suppose you become the Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh, your parents will become very proud. Our son has become Chief Minister. What is this? What did you do for Krishna? Just, that means you become Chief Minister and the father and mother, their son. But nothing to do anything about Krishna. So that kind of reputation is simply useless. It's only like fleeting. And then you have problem, your children have problem sitting in the Chief Minister's seat. A lot of heat is there. Simply all the time troubles and troubles. And you are just proud to say my son is Chief Minister. But you are unhappy yourself because you have your own health problems, age problems. So what is this making a rejoicing about the fame of your son? But when the children become devotees, that is really a matter of pride and joy. Because when children become devotees, they become happy. When you see your happy children, you are also happy. And you also become a devotee. The parents are also happy. And together, parents, children, everybody, they try to propagate Krishna consciousness because they are devotees. Devotee means there is only one business. Everybody has a business. Teacher job, that is my business. Sales, promotion, that is my business. What is the business of a devotee? In the personal life, he will be doing bhakti. But his business is to propagate Krishna consciousness. That is the business. In one sense, Prabhupada said, the business of devotees in ISKCON, selling books is the business because they propagate Krishna consciousness. Either you speak or you give them a book, people read and they become Krishna conscious. You speak to them because they are not so advanced. So you may influence a person or not, but when you give out a book to other men, which is written by great teachers, and then their purity and their effective way of presentation, when people read it immediately, Prabhupada's books brought so many people. It's not that everybody met Prabhupada. Just by devotees are selling books and people take the books and they read, and they want to become Krishna devotee. That is the power in Prabhupada's books. So the point is, family life is bad when you are not Krishna conscious. Children are a nuisance when you cannot give them Krishna consciousness. They create nuisance. So we should not see when you find devotee families in ISKCON, he's in Maya, he completely simply. No. They are taking a big responsibility. We stay for some years and we die. Who will do my family business? Our family business is to preach. No. Who will be preachers after I am gone? So the children are brought up in Krishna consciousness. They will become very powerful preachers. If you come to Krishna consciousness before marriage, before marriage, if you come to Krishna consciousness, that is the right age. Your mind is clean and you practice Krishna consciousness, you become a very strong devotee, and then you know how to live in family life, and as a responsibility you will have one or two children and you give them Krishna consciousness. One man was he just had got a child. then he was telling me, but I am praying to Krishna that this child should get all facilities to become a pure devotee of Krishna. The father was saying, such a nice desire, nice prayer. Generally, we desire my son should become a very wealthy man, my son should become a very influential man. But no parents desire that my son should become a pure devotee of Krishna. And these guys, they don't know. If your son becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, the wealth will come and reputation will come. But if you are simply chasing after wealth and reputation, you will not get that. So, the King Prachin Bari, he instructed his sons, they become qualified princes, and you get married, and you beget qualified children, and then that way you bring name and fame to the family. So the point is, the parents should tell their children that, or the parents should give their children this austerity of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is tapasya. So generally our mind is not interested. Tapasya means you don't listen to the mind, but you listen to Krishna. That is called tapasya. Our mind doesn't want to listen to Krishna. Our mind is listening to senses. It wants sense gratification. But you tolerate it, don't yield. But you practice Krishna consciousness. That is called tapasya. So this world always needs, because this world is going to be there. That's why devotees don't take it critically. If someone decides to marry, someone decides not to marry, anything is all right. Because they have become devotees before marriage, they have understood. No? They see that now in childhood, children can be given nice training, easy. You can make them Krishna conscious. So here, King Prachin Bari children really became very successful. They took their father's instruction seriously. All the Prachin Bari said, you get married, you get children. But they did not beget children like cats and dogs. Generally, children are born nowadays by mistake. People don't want children, but sometimes, there's a failure in your family planning, and our session also, session exposed. Suddenly, his wife became pregnant. So, it's called, that's not the right attitude. We should welcome children into the world and make them Krishna conscious. That way, people will become fortunate and you will be famous. Your children will bring reputation to the family. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, if you can make your children Krishna conscious, I want such parents to have hundreds of children, he said. I want those parents who can make their children Krishna conscious. Such parents should have dozens and dozens of children. The world needs Krishna conscious people. The percentage of devotees in this world, do you think 1% population are devotees? Not at all. Even you ask, leave Krishna consciousness. People who are religious, what percentage will be there in the society? Not even 1%. Religious means people who don't smoke, who don't drink, who don't eat meat, who don't eat onion, garlic, tea and coffee, who get up in the morning, who read scriptures. Religious life. Devotee is a big thing. But at least, how many people are there who get up in the morning? How many people are there who give up these sinful activities? How many people are there who are trying to understand God? Who is serious about God? Nobody. You may wonder, suppose if I say, how many people believe in God in India? 90%. But if you examine their life, actually nobody is trying to do any service to God. Everybody is trying to, you take from others and they are also trying to take from God. So it looks like they are religious. Religious means what you are doing to serve Krishna. What you are doing to serve Krishna. So outside it looks like they are very religious people daily going to the temple. But actually, let's say we call it Krishna consciousness. It's not just going to the temple. People go to the temple for so many reasons. One woman told, house I get bored, I go to the temple, a lot of people come and I can gossip there again. I can have some socialization. So, is that right that you go to the temple so that you can just have other people and you can talk to them? Because in the house, it's boring. So people come to the temple so that they can have some company to gossip. Very bad. So, and then people come to the temple sometimes to find matches. A lot of young people come, young woman, young man, so people go to the temple so that you can see them. There, no? A lot of people come like that. And then sometimes people come to the temple for stealing things. So people are doing bhajans and all that. Then people do their thing. And then people come to the temple just to find fault with the devotees, because they are envious people. They come and see, they want to how to criticize or how to implicate devotees. All over the world this is going on. The newspapers, what they are looking for. They are not looking for anything religious. They are going to ask themselves, if something is there, I should blow it up. So you don't find good things presented in the newspapers. In the newspapers, that Swami did like this, in this mat, this happened like this. That is, the business of matter, Swami is not doing bad things, but some nonsense person, newspaper people want that. Actually, they should report, suppose there is, like ISKCON is there. They should daily write, oh, ISKCON, people go, they find so much peace. They don't write like that. In ISKCON, people beat each other, or somebody ran away with a girl immediately. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare with the God. People want that news. That means they are coming, they are watching religious people. All for this. So all nonsense. But actually, you should go to the temple for purification. You go to the temple for purification. You go to the temple for glorifying God. And you go to the temple to serve others. Like the people who are serving in the morning. There is so much work. We just had Radha Yatra. And if you are really Krishna conscious, you get thoughts like this. You see, Radha Yatra, oh, so many people came and left, and everything is untidy, everything unclean. We generally stay in our homes. Somehow we are fortunate to come to the temple. Let us do some service. Not that I would call you. He wants to please come to this. Swami, please give us some seva. We are here in the temple only for 2-3 days. Kindly, for a few hours a day, give us some seva. That way we can create some good sukriti, you know, like that. So the point is, the prachetas are a wonderful example because they are very humble people. They are very enthusiastic people. Humbleness, enthusiasm, and devotion, the faith. So, and then see, they are getting married, but they are not like ordinary families. And the children, they are not ordinary children. They became famous all over the universe. If you are materially famous, only this world people will know you. But if you are spiritually famous, you know, from all planets, people are living. When Dhruva Maharaj was going, from all planets people came out and seen. Oh, here is a great devotee of the Lord. It's a rare thing in this world to become a devotee of God. How many engineers are there? How many doctors are there? How many chartered accountants are there? No? And how many devotees are there? Devotees are very small in number. So we need more devotees, and we need more preachers. This, the human society, there can be auspiciousness. So Krishna consciousness, anything, if a businessman is Krishna conscious, very good, he should do business. Because he knows how to do business, and he knows how to use the fruits of the business. If a grocer is Krishna conscious, very good, because he will nicely serve the devotees, he will train his children in Krishna consciousness. If a teacher is Krishna conscious, very good, we need many teachers like that. So not only giving mathematics education, chemistry education, we will also give Krishna consciousness. Like that. So the moment you add Krishna consciousness, the whole scene changes. That is why when children are born into Krishna, Prabhupada was very happy. Prabhupada was very happy with all the Americans who are living a very loose life, without marriage, you know, girlfriends, without marriage, indulgence. And Prabhupada got them married, and then because their mentality has not changed, you know, so they were having one child, because Prabhupada told them, you go on having more children, but don't stop children and try to enjoy it. You know, the family planning and like that. And then when a lot of children were there, and Prabhupada, like a grandfather, you were starting schools for them. You did not see, you know, like that. So when there is Krishna consciousness, it is called burden of love. We are struggling because we are propagating Krishna. We don't see it as a struggle. Day and out we go, meet people, sell books, collect money, things like that. We don't see it as a struggle or burden. but because this is giving people Krishna consciousness, so with that proper mood, when you work, you will never be tired, you will never be exhausted, and your enthusiasm will always grow and grow, and it becomes infectious. When people see you, and that after one big program, another big program, after another big program, it's good. If we are taking Krishna consciousness in a big way, it is a society. Now we are doing kirtan here, we have come. It is just you saw when he worked so hard and did Radha Yatra. Practically the whole town was involved. Is it worth? It's worth. It's worth doing all that hard work for 2 months. Because in one day, all the papers, all the TV channels in the whole city, so big time preaching. No? So we don't see it as hard work or burden or struggle. Devotees enjoy making plans to do big programs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.